Take your Bibles and turn, if you will, to John chapter 15, and I will read through verse 11 here. The title that we're looking at here tonight is The Father and the Son's Love for Each Other. And subtitle would be How That Love is Shown in Our Lives as Well Through the Father and the Son. In John chapter 15, it says, verse 4, Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in a vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As a father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. As we look at this text and look farther into this book of John, we look at nothing makes us more enjoyable of our Heavenly Father and more real to us than that which is the love that the Father has for His Son. But it is also a divine love, and that love makes our Father seem almost like a human Father's love to his Son. The Son of God's love for his Father is just as wonderful as well. We see the entire redemption story in the Bible as it is played out, like a father and his son who would be walking on a love journey, bringing the prodigal family back home to the Father's house. The love of God for his only begotten Son makes Christianity, and I want you to think about this, of all the religions in the world, do you know of any other religion that is based and built upon the love of the Father and the Son? And the love from the Father and the Son to those who are recipients of that love. All the religions demand doing. The Apostle Paul describes this love relationship in Hebrews chapter 1. If you'll turn there, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. And it says this, who being the brightness or the radiance of his, that is the Father's glory, and the express image, that is the exact expression of his, the Father's person, and upholding, that is ruling together all things by the word of his power, when he, the only begotten Son, had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty of the Father and glory and greatness which is on high. Look at the balanced blending of the Father and the Son, how perfectly it is. Look at the love relationship of each one. What a beautiful picture we have just even right there. And yet the whole book of John, the unique gospel of the book of John, is a talking about the love relationship of the Father and the Son. When we read this relationship, it develops an experience of an indescribable, beautiful picture of Father-Son relationship in love and glory. Over and over through the book of John, you see the blending of each one's actions while they still manifest individually their persons and their love towards each other. We look at the beginning of the Gospel of John. Turn to John chapter 1. And you see in the very beginning of the Gospel of John, it says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." And go over to verse 14, and it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." As you just read them words right there that I read, how beautiful can you see that love relationship and that perfect blending of the Father and the Son together in operating that which was at the very beginning of time and creating of the world. In that creation, you can see this beautiful love working. You can see where the Word, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Father together, blended together as one, John 1, 1 through 3. And it says they were all to be in the beginning together. And it says all things were made by him. God the Father and God the Son, without him was not anything made that was made. The word here, by the way, is the word logos, and it means that which is the expression of thought. God the Father's expression of thought was the Son. Jesus Christ is the Word. Jesus Christ is the expression of thought. Jesus Christ was used by the Father to bring that which was creation. It was the Word of God. It was the Father's love that through his Word, the Son, we see the image of the Father and the likeness of the Father and Son blended together. But think about this. Go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Just reading that from John. You go back to Genesis 1, verse 26. And here you see what God the Father and God the Son say. God said, "Let us make" who? Man. In our image, in our likeness. Think about that. The image and likeness of God, that oneness, that beautiful love relationship. Let us make man like that. This should help us to see, just reading right there and seeing that which is in the beginning of John, this should help us to see God's desire, God's plan, God's purpose. For someone would say, "Why am I here? What was I placed on this earth for? What does God have for man?" There you see it. That beautiful oneness, that beautiful relationship, that beautiful love through God the Father, God the Son, and the Spirit. God says he revealed himself in his Son. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. It says, "He hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, the Son which he appointed heir of all things, the Son which he also made the world," it says. We also see that Jesus Christ came forth from this eternal glory and existence that he existed in. In John 1:18, we read, "No man seen God at any time, the only begotten of the Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. He hath expressed and declared and showed unto us the Father." Wow. That's how much they existed together as one, existing in the very heart of God as the Son of God, loved and sent forth by the Father. Look at Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. And here we see God's love, the Father, so much for the Son. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. "While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, 'This is my beloved Son, the Son that I love so tremendously and dearly in my whole complete being. This is my beloved Son.'" And he loves you and I as much as that. But he says something else about his Son. He says here as well, he says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am," what? "Well pleased. I have complete approval of everything about my Son." God the Father looked at Jesus Christ, who came in the flesh, took on the flesh of man, and he said, "My Son, I approve of you. I love you." With that in mind, go to John chapter 3. And in John chapter 3, when you think of that kind of oneness, that kind of perfect uniqueness in oneness of the Father and the Son, in John chapter 3, we have that tremendous verse 16, "For God so loved," who? "The world," all of us, "that he gave that beloved Son whom he was pleased in, so that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Do you see the tremendous love that we have here? Do you see the tremendous uniqueness of that love? Do you see the perfect, perfect perfection of that love of God the Father and God the Son, perfectly as individuals? Just imagine. We can't comprehend it. We can't think about it in a sense of really, really understanding the depth of it, until one day we're going to be eternally in their presence and we're going to see that perfect, unique love of what he did for us. And then we're going to understand that perfect love of the Father loving his Son and so pleased with his Son that he sends him to die for the world. If you would deny this unique love of the Father and the Son, and you would separate the two and insist that there is only like one God, you actually are destroying God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You're like a heathen. Even though we can't understand completely the mystery, we must be willing to bathe and bask in that love that is given towards us. Take a look at this love. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. What does he say? Philippians chapter 2. It says in verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God the Father also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Let's complement that with Hebrews chapter 1 and see this. Hebrews chapter 1. Verse 4, being made so much better than the angels, that he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they, for unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? Or again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. And the angels, he saith, who make it his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire, but unto the Son he said, thou, O God, thy throne is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Bringing the Lord Jesus Christ in equal with the Father reigning, that love relationship. Their love is one love. You know, when our Lord Jesus Christ walked in this earth, their love relationship was spoken about by the Son many times to the religious people, and the religious people did not understand it, nor did they want to grasp it, nor did they want to hear it. They were not willing to accept it. Look at John chapter 8. And in John chapter 8, John points this out so strongly. He says in John chapter 8, verse 15, ye judge after the flesh. This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. He's saying we're one together, being sent together in perfect harmony. But he points out to him, he says, it's written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. Well, where is the testimony of two men? Jesus points out to them, I am one that bears witness, I the Son, and the Father that sent me is the other witness. You have the picture of the two witnesses, he says. In John 10:30, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. In John 17, go there in John 17. Here in that beautiful prayer of John 17, such a beautiful love prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ for you and I who receive Christ as our Savior. But he says in John 17:21, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art one in me, and I one in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. In that perfect love and harmony and unique relationship, we are invited in to be a part of. Listen to these words. Jesus said in John 10:15, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep, he says. And in John 17, he says, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life and I take it again. There's no greater love than that of the Son and the Father. But he also points this out. There's no greater love for the Son than for those of us who receive Christ as our Savior. John 15:13, it says, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Did Jesus Christ lay down his life for us? He certainly did. For his friends. What a great love. John 16:27, for the Father himself loves you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. The Father loves you because you love me. And there in John 17, if you're still there in verse 23, he points this out. I in them, thou in me, Father, that they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. What a beautiful picture of that love. When Jesus was in the garden, he said in John 12, Father, glorify thy name. The Father said, I have glorified it and will glorify it again. And then we read in John 17, verse 3, this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, the Father, and the Son, Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And then we see that prayer of John in John 17, that prayer where the Lord Jesus Christ was heavenly talking to his Father about those whom will receive him. But first of all, he says to his Father, O Father, in verse 5, glorify thou me with thine own self with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Notice, he said, this love relationship was always there, long before the world was ever even brought in. But then, he also speaks of that love that we should have, being born as citizens. He points out here, if you'll look at Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5. It says, for unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. He said, I will be a father to him, and he will be my son. And then he says unto him, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever a scepter of righteousness. And then he points out, in verse 10, thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. And he points out in verse 13, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. And there he is awaiting for us to come and be a part of that love for eternity. What's it say about us who have received the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior? Those who have been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, our citizenship is in heaven with the Father and the Son. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 says, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God. We want you to picture and see that the Lord Jesus Christ in that beautiful prayer in chapter 17 of John said, I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. If we can just picture in our hearts and our minds that beautiful, perfect oneness relationship of God the Father and God the Son, and realize that when we receive the Lord Jesus our Christ as our Savior, that beautiful love relationship includes you and I. That unique oneness with the Father and the Son. And that love. Do you ever sit and think about how great that love between the Father and the Son is, and that love is also directed towards you and I, and our heart should be in that love with the Father and the Son because of what they did for us with that love. That love is an ever love that we should enjoy the grandest life here on this earth, regardless of what goes on, as we look forward to that day when we are eternally in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father, bathing eternally in that love. Amen.